Okay, a couple of things. Today, the plan of action, Bez Hashem, is going to do a little bit more Gemara, the top Tosis and Samach Vava Min Aleph. I still invite everyone, if they want to come to Shabbos, to Stern for Yachet Shabbaton. If there's still spots available, you're welcome to come. Bez Hashem, myself, my family will be there, please God. It's a nice experience. You can speak to Yoni Kirshner about it. I'll tell you about it. It's a very nice experience. Sunday, Bez Hashem, we're going to resume our Halacha Shiurim on Schitas Peros. Right? That's this Sunday, please God. Okay. Then I gave in a packet today on Shinoi Kona. So next week we'll have a packet on Shinoi Kona, which very fundamental Yesodos. Okay. And then we'll continue in Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Then there's the next big sugya about Yeyush. That's the next big sugya. Rishonim and Tosis and things like that. Okay. Then we should decide whether we should have a midterm or not. We should work that. Maybe we'll see how to deal with that. Well, not deal with that. Okay, so whatever the case may be, we're going to, at some point, if not now, later, you know, before we have a long chazara, and we'll, because if we don't have the chazara, then you lose everything. That's what, you know, you come away from the year or the half a year knowing what you learned is because we spend the 3 weeks stopping and just regrouping and making sure we review everything we learned. And looking at, as we go along, I write questions down every day of what we do. So, you know, from the Gemara Shiurim and the Halacha Shiurim and the Moadim Shiurim, you know, there's a lot of stuff, but if you want, we could still continue going on now and have the Chazara later. And because around now is the, I'm sure you know from your college work, is probably midterms are coming up in the college, so I don't want to compete. You know, but okay, we'll talk. Okay. So yesterday we did this Tosis of Hein Loshin Yehim, the Machlokis by Beis Shammai, of what's the din if you give a Zona Chitim and she makes it into Solas, could you bring that flower on the Mizbeach Anat for a Korban Mincha? Because the Chitim themselves, Lechora, that's the Esnan. She went ahead and she changed it. Right? She changed it into flour. So the Gemara says, this is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai doesn't hold from Shinoi. He holds that Shinoi is no Kona, so that means even though you Mishana something, but bottom line is, it's the same molecules. It's the same item. You just physically altered it. But it's still the same item. So since it's still the same item, you... you have a Beis Shammai says you can't bring it on the Mizbeach, and Beis Hillel disagrees, and that's the machlokas whether you darshan shneihem velo shinuyehem, or do you darshan gam l'rabo shinuyehem. But then the Gemara makes another point. Beis Shammai ahu heim velo. The love lado say him uda asa. The Beis Shammai says that the pasuk heim means shnehem. So there's no heim. We said that yesterday. Shnehem v'lov lado say him. What does that mean? So that means if you give a zona an animal. And that animal, say it's a pregnant animal. It's a pregnant animal. And you give it to the Zona for her services. a pregnant animal. And then the animal gives birth. Mazel tov. Animal gives birth. The animal gives birth. No. What's the din? Could you bring that animal on the Mizbeach or not? Do we say that that animal is Esnan Zona or not? Or is it only the mom? The mom is definitely Esnan Zona, right? But what about the kid inside? Is the kid inside Esnan Zona or not?
Is the kid inside at the time that
we
were away?
Oh, so that's a very good question. Let's assume the most worst case scenario is that it was. In other words, what you want to say, Yossi, you want to say that if, this is what you didn't say it, but this is what you want to say. What you want to say is that if it wasn't born at all, then you would say for sure it's mutter, the kid, because it wasn't even there when it was given. If it was in the mother's womb at the time, the pregnancy was already there, so then you think maybe you should be mad, not for the man. But if at the time that the mother received it, if the mother was not pregnant,
right,
then you feel that you could be made over the kid. Right? That's what he was saying. Right. So I want to give the worst, let's assume the worst case scenario is that maybe, even if it was pregnant at the time, but you would say for sure.
I'm not for sure, but I think that's more possible.
More possible. More possible.
Just because it was a part of the mother and the country of Roy, so it's like they're kind of together.
Right, right.
If it was afterwards, you think that it's like this kind of more of a sense of separate entities.
Right. Was just to give an animal. If it happens to be the animal's pregnant.
Oh, that's
still
pregnant.
Let's assume it was pregnant. Let's assume, and we'll see whether we're right or wrong. For the time being, let's assume that the deal was to just give an animal, and he happened to give a pregnant animal. So, what would be the story with that animal? Would that animal be fit to go on the Mizbeach as a carpet? So you both want to say that it should. Wait, you want to say that why it should be awesome, maybe? You want to say maybe it should be Mutter? And what do you say?
Depending on whether we're Yahim or Malaga.
Maybe. But bottom line is, you gave it over. It's there. It's a reality. Bottom line is, it's a reality, right? So, what does Beis Shammai say? Shneihem heim v'lo v'lado seyem. Which means Beis Shammai shita is a what? Mutter. The baby on the fair. So the baby is ready to be old enough to be killed. You can bring it on his bed. 8 days, but only 8 days. You almost bring it off. It's already good enough.
Oh. And what does Beis Hillel say about that?
Let's see, Beis Hillel. Who Beis Hillel. Tati Shamus Mina, Heim Velo Shinayim, Heim Velo Dula Doseyim. So Beis Hillel also says it's Mutter. Whereas Beis Hillel says from that Pasuk, you remind both things. That the Shinoi is Mutter, and what? And the Lod. And Beis Shammai says, no. Shina is Osir, the blood is Mutter. So, this Tosis we're going to learn now is going to focus on the Shita of Rishon. Let's try to analyze Rishon Shita. Rishon Shita is you give the Zona wheat and she makes it into flour, so that flour is also to be under Mizbech. But if you give the woman what? A pregnant animal, and that animal is what? That animal can go on the Mizbech. So that shows that Meshame Shita is that the Chitim case is more chomer than the animal case. Now, is that logical to you? Which case do you think should be more calm? I'll give you two scenarios. One scenario is you give the Zona wheat and she makes it into flour. The flour goes on the Mizbech. The other case is you give the Zona an animal and then it produces a pregnant animal and then the vlad comes out. Which would be more of a svara to say should be mutter, and which would be more of a svara to say is us? Something and you grind it up, that's a bigger change? Or is that, which is less of a change? Animal birth? Or changing from wheat to the flour? So obviously, Beisham is saying that the childbirth is a bigger change because he's matter the childbirth, which is saying that's considered different. Hashem came grinding it up. He's saying that's not such a change, and that's going to be awesome. You said the opposite also. A lot.
Bigger change grinding up. But there, you know, so the baby was there.
But it's like going from one room to the next room. It's in the room, not in the room. And here you change the substance. But you see that Beishame doesn't hold from that svar. He holds, the question is, which is the better svar? In other words, you're right. You can look at it two ways. You can say that the grinding up is more of a change. Over here, it's not really a change. What is in the womb, not in the womb. It's the same animal.
It's the same animal.
Right? Or you could say, that, like you were saying, that what you say, same week, but the animal. More of a difference when it's in the womb than it's not in the womb. Well, by human beings, we had this. Because by human beings, a goober inside the mother, what's the din? If a person has a child, sends a goober. A Jew is not Chayav Misa, but he killed a baby, Chayav Misa. So that means that it changed, so we say that the status changes from, we see that by human beings. A human being, so that's a big status change. Because we say that the Uber inside the mother, if you kill it, is not Chayav Misa, but once it comes out, you are Chayav Misa. So you see that's a big, by Ben Noach, Ben Noach's Chayav Misa even on Uber. Ben Noach. But that, Lechor, is in by human beings. By animals, Lechor, there's no question of Chayav Misa. By animals, you don't have that distinction. So by animals, there's more svara to say, that it's not such a change. Right? Because inside the mother, it's an animal. Outside the mother, it's an animal. Yet, Beishama is considering that the big change. Because he says that's considered mutter. Now, Shein came when it comes
that's considered mutter, but the soulless case is also. What's your name?
Gil. Part of the timeline, it seems like it sort of makes sense just because, like Justin was saying, we, like, he wanted to grab that old cemetery, but when the guy gave the shore or whatever to the Zora, he gave that to her. He didn't give her, like, on the condition that it was pregnant. So the only, like, problem, the only thing that, like, he gave it to her was on that thing itself. And since, like, the Gore came out of it after, it seems like it would be separate.
Even if the pregnancy was there already.
Yeah, because he didn't give it to her on, like, the...
Well, that's what Kirsch was saying.
Yeah.
That if the original deal was you have to give a pregnant thing, then for sure that should be. But if the original deal was just to give it this a thing, so this is a bonus, but it shouldn't be Chal or Shein Esdan on the fact... So do you want to tie this nothing to do... that's what Kirsch was saying. Nothing to do... with Shinoi or not. It has to do with that. That wasn't part of the deal. That wasn't part of the deal. The deal was an animal. You gave two animals, so to speak. So that's not an esper. So maybe that's why Mishami says what he says. Not because he considers that a bigger change. Okay, so let's see Tosis. Tosis discusses.
Taptosis. Hein velo velo zosei mash mohocha the two mistaber lesser chitim vasom solus yosher mi velo zosei.
Right, that's Tosis' initial comment. You see from Beis Shammai Shita that it's more mistaber to aser the what? The chitim than it is to aser the vlad, because taka the chitim he ases and the vlad he matters. So you see, it's more svara to matir. It's more svara to be machmir according to Beishamai. You see from Beishamai that he considers that the chitim case is more chomer. V'teima the parakol atzlamim mashma ipcha. He says we have a gemara in Avodah Zarah that's mashma just the opposite. That's mashma that the vlad case is a more svara to say that that's considered something new. I mean, that it's considered something old, rather. That, in other words, an Agamara, Beis Shammai is saying that the Vlad case is mutter, because that's considered something totally different, like a shinoi. And therefore, he matches that. But we have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah like this. There is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that discusses Yeshino Lenevet. What does that mean? There is a din that if you worship something, you make something into an Avodah Zarah, so that thing becomes Aser. Right? If I worship this table, so this table is awesome. Now, there are two types of Isurim. There's one halacha, is that I can't, if I make an Avodah Zarah, it becomes awesome b'hanah. Right? And then there's another halacha that I can't use it for a korban. So if I bow down to the kernels, to the wheat, I can't use the wheat anymore for a korban. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Mishtachav Bechitim, what if I bow down to Chitim and then I change the Chitim into flour? Can I now use that flour for the Mizbeach? So the Mishtachav Lechitim, Kimcha Mutter L'Menachos. So that Gemara says that if you bow down to the wheat, you can still use the Kemach for a Korban Mincha on the Mizbeach. You can put the flour on the Mizbeach. Why? Because it's considered a shinui, and it's considered a different item. So even though you bow down to chitim, but now the chitim don't exist. Flour exists. So since flour exists, and flour is not the same thing as chitim,
So it's mutter. Oh, for afal gav daminen beibro uvlasof nirbu divrei akol asurin. What's the din? Say you want to bring an animal on the Mizbeach. And it was an animal that was used for Mishkav Behema. So a human being slept with the animal. So that animal cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Right? But what about if it was a pregnant animal and the human being slept with the animal? Could you bring the Vlad as a Mizbeach? On the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says that even though there's a discussion by Chitim, and we assume that it's, if you worship the Chitim, you can use the Kemach for a Korban, but everyone agrees that if you slept with a pregnant animal, you can't use the what? Even the child for a Korban. Why? Because the Chitim case, that's considered a big transformation. You worshipped Chitim. Now it's Kemach. So therefore it's Mutter. It's a Shinui. But by the animal, you slept with the animal. Right? You slept with the animal. And now the baby comes out. There was no Shinui there. So therefore you can't use it for the Korban. So Tos is asking, that Gemara has the reverse logic of what Beis Shammai is assuming here. Because over here, Beis Shammai, when it comes to the Chitim, he's Machmir. That if the Chitim was given an Esnan Zona, and it was transformed into Kemach, it's still Aser. But by that Gemara, that Chitim was worshipped for Avodah Zarah, the Kemach is Mutter, because that's considered a big transformation. But when it comes to the Vlad that was slept with, when they slept with the mother, the Vlad is still Aser, because that's not considered a big transformation. The Gemara uses a Lashon, the Hasami Kara Behema, the Hashta Behema. Because originally, inside the womb, the fetus was a Behema, and it still is a behemoth, so it's not such a big transformation. And the Gemara says, "Udasha, who the achida ba'apa." What does that mean? It means that the gate is closed. Meaning, it means the animal is the same animal when it's in the womb or outside the womb. It's the same animal. It says when in the womb, it's closed in the mother. It's like the gates are closed. So if you have an animal that's behind the gate, and now you open the gate, and the animal comes out, it's the same animal. So if you have an animal inside the mother, when it's inside, it's outside, it's the same animal. So there's no shinui in an animal before it was born and after it was born. So that's what the Gemara says. When it comes to Chitim, that becomes mutter. If you worship Chitim, and now you made it into flour, you can use the flour on the Mizbeach. Why? Because it's transformed. But if you slept with a pregnant animal, and now you want to use the kid for the Mizbeach, you can't. Because there's no changing. Birth is not considered a change. Because it was an animal inside the mom, it's an animal outside the mom. Only difference is, inside the mom, it's inside the fence, inside the gate, so to speak. And now you open the gate. So Tosfos is asking, that's mamish the reverse of what Beis Shammai is saying over here. Because Beis Shammai, when it comes to Esnan Zona, when it comes to the Chitim case, Beis Shammai was still machmir. And if we're in a song, we make all the Chitim case. And when it comes to birth, Beis Shammai was making all the Esnan Zona, yet the Gemara was machmir, we got
the mizbeach and gabei revia with the animal. Now, even though that's not necessarily a shami over there, but Tosis's assumption is the svarish, everyone should agree to the svar. The question is, what's the halach? But the svar of which is considered a bigger shinoi, that's a svar, right? That's a svar. So which way is the proper svar? So Beisham is assuming what, in that regard, this way, but we're over there, assume differently. Mechara, the svar should be, which is the proper svar, everyone should agree to what the proper svar is. And here we have two Gemaras that are assuming opposite svaras. That our Gemara is assuming that it's a bigger shinoi to grind it. Our Gemara is assuming it's a bigger shinoi to be born. That's why the vlad is mutter, and it doesn't have a din of eslam zona. But that Gemara is assuming that the bigger shinoi is the grinding. And the birth is not a shinoi, that Gemara says. So it's mamish the opposite. Mamish the opposite. One case, Agmar is talking about Esna Zon, the other case is talking about Avodah Zarah plus, or in the case of Revia with Behema, but it's the same idea, same Yisoh. Can you bring it under Mizbeach? If you did a sin to one thing and then it was transformed, can you bring it under Mizbeach? So one Gemara is assuming that making it into Chitim is not considered a transformation, that's Agmar. The other Gemara is assuming that is, and Agmar that's assuming birth is a transformation, the other Gemara assumed birth is not a transformation. So Tosis bothered, which is the right svar, which is considered the bigger transformation? Menakotza lakotza, mamish opposites. So Tosis wants to, again, Tosis always likes to bring unity and trust. So Tosis is trying, so you could say maybe it's a Machlokas and sugis. Maybe there are two different sugis and two different ways of understanding which is considered the bigger. But Tosis would rather bring unity in shas and say that each sugis could agree to each other. And that's what he's going to try to say. Is there a way that we could say that there's no steer? Which is, at first glance, you know, it's when a kotzel a kotzel. Mamish opposites, yeah.
Could be implied here that the olam is not like a shamai?
No, because in other words, you're saying, what are we so worried about?
Yeah, the olam is not like a shamai. What is implied olam as a good shamai if also scares so much?
Right, but you're saying the svara is still. You see, Beis Hillel happens to have a pasuk where he says that everything is good by Eston Zon, because that's the Zeres HaKosuk. You see, it could be that without the pasuk, maybe Beis Hillel would have agreed. In other words, you don't know necessarily that Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai, and that's because he has a pasuk. But it could be Misvara, if it wouldn't have been a pasuk, he might have said the same thing. But he holds that you can have these two drushes under the same Shneihem below Seim, below Shinuyeim. So you have a Xeris HaKosuf. But maybe without the Xeris HaKosuf, maybe, you know, the Misvara, it would have been not that way. So you don't necessarily know that, again, maybe by the fact that Beis Hillel needs a pasuk would show that one is considered a big shinoi or not, you know, or at least partially. But even without Beis Hillel, with Beis Shammai alone, he's just saying the only reason why we might not pass him like Beis Shammai is because even though he might be right by Svara, but we have a pasuk. To say nothing, but the Svara is the svar, and here the Gemara is working with the opposite svar. So which is the true svar? Which is considered a greater change, birth or chitin to flower? You see, chitin to flower is a greater change, or birth is a greater change. So I told you, by human beings, I would say that even though you know we assume that Rav Moshe has his famous tshuva that abortion is considered ritzicha. Right? That's what most of and there's a Rambam like that, that you, if your wife is pregnant, you can marry off the kid. Having someone else, you don't have to wait too long. Right? Once the pregnancy is shown. We should do that in science, Rambam.
what the pregnancy is shown when you're ready to mechanish. So that's some people point out, you see from that Rama, that that Uber is considered a human being. Uber be considered me. You can't get married to a chair. Okay, you can't get married to a human being. You can't get married to a chair. It has to be a human being.
So male must be that human being, it's just it's a low level human being.
Because a riot, that if you kill an Uber, not Chaimisi, if you kill a human being, Chaimisi.
So by a human being, I could see very well to say that that's so that higher level from being Uber, when you're not Chaimisi, to being a human being, that's maybe considered a tremendous shinoch by human beings. But by animals, there's no Chaimisi of an animal, killing an animal. So then you could say the spar of the Gemara over there, that it's an animal here, it's an animal there. It's just over here, it's still inside the mother, it's still an animal. So that Gemara is assuming that birth is not an animal is not considered a shinoi. Our Gemara is assuming that that is a shinoi, and therefore it's not considered esma.
So that's Tosfos Kasha. Yossi?
I might totally be wrong here, but isn't there a Mishnah earlier in Kama that does differentiate between whether the blood remains in the mother or not once it's killed? There's a difference.
Yeah, no.
So maybe it's the same thing here. While it's still in the mother, it's considered just part of the same.
But obviously, it's going to come out of the mother.
Absolutely.
And then the question is, you have the Gemara in Yud Aleph, which Shul Yishayotza Miktosa. Yeah. But obviously, it's going to come out.
Right.
You're going to bring it on the Mizbeach.
Right.
So the question is. Is that considered a shinoi net? And so that's what Tosfos is worth, and it seems to be opposite Svaras.
There might be some difference between the two cases. Maybe there's a Kenyan, like when it makes a deal with the prostitute, or with the son, there's like a Kenyan, like make a deal with her, and there's no Kenyan. So maybe that. And also, one of them, your Chayav Mitzah paid them, and the other one, it's just, it's not as Chomer of a Nisar, so that might make a difference.
What do you mean, Chayv Mitam Bezdin?
With worshiping of Wodazar and being with the animal, so that might be more calmer, and that might be the case of with the animal, you might not be allowed to use it in that case.
It's definitely more calmer.
Right.
I mean, you have Misa for doing those things.
Yeah, so maybe that's why the animal wouldn't be allowed to use in that case, but in the first case it would be.
Yeah, but that doesn't hold water, because when it comes to the Chitim case, right, we permit it, even though that was a chomer thing to worship the chitin.
Maybe
that's when you made that kinyan with the
zonah. It was like that and everything that came out of it, and the other one was just he worshipped just the chitin.
Maybe. Oh, so let's see. Yeah, Adam.
What would you say if while he slept with the animal, it wasn't pregnant?
Oh. So that's the next line of Tosfos. He says, "Ve'ein lomar the hadish arin of lad esnan hayim benosin lo v'chachach ibra." Whereas maybe you could say that the case in our Gemara that we matir the animal is only if he gave it to her. He gave the esnan before it was pregnant. Maybe that's the only case. But in a chanami, if it was already pregnant, even that case would be us. The mashu perikol asurim the dumya the vlad. The nirbas sharin and vlad esna. Whereas the case of the vlad nirbas is clearly that you slept with the animal while it was pregnant. And since the Gemara compares the case, so it must be the case of the Esnan is also when you gave the Esnan when it was pregnant. In a Chanami, before it was pregnant, Tosfos assumes that it wouldn't be a din Esnan and it would be mutter, it wouldn't be a din of sleeping with the behemoth because it didn't exist yet and it would be mutter on the Mizbeach in both cases. But Tosfos says that the case that we're talking about is both cases is it was pregnant. It was pregnant when you slept with it, and it was pregnant when it was given to the zona. Both cases the same. Yet, we're makel, according to Beis Shammai, we're makel by the Esnan case. We're saying that you can bring it on the Mizbeach, the Vlad, but by the sleeping case, we're machmir. So that's his kasha. So if yesh lomar, the hosam vada yesh lahate yosef chitim shenshtana shenasa solas bivlad nirbas, tihi vlad nirbu. Udosha ba'alma hu da'achte, ba'apa. Halo rabbi esnan iker daita mishum kemach. Agabe behema iker daita apar v'lo vlad. He says like this. He says, not a kasha. He says, when it comes to the case of sleeping with the animal, so bottom line is, if the animal was pregnant when you slept with it, so you slept with the mother and the child, because the child was part of the mother. So so there's a din of behema nirbas on both. Din of behema nirbas on both, and Beis Shammai will agree to that, and Beis Shammai will say that that there's no shinui, because the behema was slept with, the mother and the kid was slept with, which was pregnant, and there's no change, because it's just from one side of the door to the other side of the door, so to speak. So it's going to be also. So Beis Shammai would. So why does Beis Shammai switch when it comes to Esnan? So this is similar to what you say, Yoni. The divorce by Esnan is that what is the Esnan? The Esnan is what she really wanted. In other words, when you give her chitim for an Esnan, she doesn't want chitim, she wants to make it into flour. So we don't view that the Esnan is the chitim and now you changed it. Because her Iker Das was on the flour. So that's called that the flour is the Esnan. That's the flour is the Esnan. By Behema, the Iker Das, like you said, it's not like they made a deal, you know, for to have a pregnant animal. The Iker Das was to get the mother. It happens to be that there was Mamela, whatever the Iker Das is, that's what's called the Esna. So Mamela, it's not a problem. So that's why Beis Shammai says what he says. That's why Beis Shammai says what he says. By Esnan is all toloi of what's the Iker Das of the woman. Is the Iker Das on the Chitim? If the Iker Das would have been on the Chitim, then perhaps in Achanami we would say that the flower is mutter, because it was a shinui. Just like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that if you worship the chitim and you make it into flour, it's mutter. It would have been mutter here too. In other words, Luyitzur, people would use chitim without making them into flour. Then in Achanami we'd say that the Esnan is the chita, and the flour is a shinui. But since the Iker Das is on the flower, which you know that's what you're going to use it for, so Mamela, that becomes Osir. Masha Enkein, by the other case, the Iker Das of the woman is the mother, not the Vlad. Yoni?
Does the Iker Das cause the flower
Say. I like what you're saying. Say it more.
Is the ikdas nullifies the ability of being a shema?
What Yoni said, you're being too nice. What you mean to say is, isn't Tosis against the Gemara? Because Lachar, then it has nothing to do with Shinui. Because if you're saying the Pshat is, in Tosis, that whatever the Ikir Das, that's what the Esnan is, so then it has nothing, so maybe the fact that Beishame says what he says is not because he holds Shinui is not significant. It's that this is the Esnan. Then it has nothing to do with Shinui. So that's what you're asking, right? You just didn't say it as forceful. You can't say it more forcefully. Tosis is against the... Isn't Tosis against the first place? Isn't Tosis against the Gemara? Because why is Shinui then relevant? The issue is what Hadas was. Whatever Hadas was, there was the reason why it's mutter, the reason why we say that you give the Zolda chikim, she makes it into flour, that it's usher, it's not because he doesn't hold the chikim. It's because he holds that was the estel. The estel is the flour. Unless you have to say that you can't call it an esnan if the maisa what he gave her was something else, and it's not called, and it's called a shinoi. So even though that was a dasan, bottom line is, but he still gave her a different item. So Lachor Tosis would say you need my svara plus the Gemara svara. So the Gemara svar is that Beishamri holds that's not a shinoi. So if Beishamri holds it's not a shinoi, then what? Beishamri holds it's not a shinoi. So when you gave chitim, it's like you gave kemach too. But we label the kemach, but if it would be called a shinoi, it wouldn't matter that that's what you had in mind. Because bottom line is, you gave chitim, and then it was nishtaga. So what? That's what you had in mind. But bottom line is, that's not what you gave. You didn't give kemach, you gave chitim. So it has to be, in other words, you can only say Tosis is svara. Tosis svara is, when you give chitim, that's like you gave kemach. Because that's what Yadas is. But you can only say that svara once you assume that going from chitim to kemach is not a shina. But if it would be a shina, it wouldn't matter what Yadas is. So Tosis is going to say that you have to have his svara plus the Gemara svara together. In other words, the Gemara is only telling you half the story. That Shinoi is not significant according to Beisham. But the other half of the story is that it's only because that's what Yadas is on, and that's what it becomes. That's when it becomes an esnan. Because if you just say it's totally a das, then it has nothing to do with shinoi. You know what it reminds me of? This is whack. It reminds me of the Rashba by the plans which made Paris. So the das is to make it into orange juice. So the juice, that's the pear. It's not considered the nishtan. That's why you understand why it's a different area. Now, obviously, the easy approach would just say that in the Hanami, the two sugis are close with each other. In other words, again, this is Tosis's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is the Bible saying it's not valid? I'm just saying that my focus is we focus on the deceased nature, whether she might not. But I ask them to focus on like her not.
Right.
Why is the Bible saying that?
So I think what I see is one of the svar, maybe the Sharikosis have it or something, svar that maybe by Esnan, the word is that it's a toeva to use the thing that she wanted for her service. On, so she wanted, she didn't want the chitin, she wanted the kemah. So that's the thing that she really wanted, so that's what the toeva is.
Does that mean you could give the chitin? If the das was that it's going to be made into kemah, so then if she just brings the chitin, then it would be okay.
I mean, Louis Tour, there was an idea of bringing it, I don't know, that you never bring chitin when it was bad. This farm where she has mates different babies with each other, and therefore she wanted babies. It just happens to be the only way she got a baby if she got a pregnant animal. There's no babies to give. Then it can happen. And that would be the essence. Shainkin the Avodah Zarah is talay on what did you worship? Well, what did you sleep with? And then if you change it, it'll become mutter. It's difficult because the pashup shot is that that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying is that the Esnan is the chitim, and now you want to know whether it's the same object. I don't know. It's a little difficult in the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. But so that's what Tosis is all about. Tosis will rather give a Dochak Pshat in one Gemara in order to preserve the Shalom between the two Gemaras, even though that's not a simple Pshat in this Gemara. That's Tosis's theory in life. You rather give a little bit of a in one Gemara, so it'll be the Shalom of the other Gemara, even though it's not a simple Pshat in the first Gemara. The other way of doing it is not to do it, yeah.
She didn't regret this quote that just like by Esther, we were working on Sparta, so too by the other Rikki Stosa Sparta. That when you worship the Hita, you focus on the Hita. But when you worship the Hema, your Kabbalah is also on the fly. Somehow, because like, that makes like a fatter animal, more attractive.
So therefore. So therefore, why is he trying to explain the steer?
The same approach.
Yeah. Say over.
That by in the case of Zara, so the blood is also because that's what you have to have revealed it because it makes it a fatter animal, more attractive when it's pregnant. Right? As opposed to the chita, which that's what you mount to worship, you don't care about. Over here, right, close to that.
Yes,
she wants
to be
she wants
to so by the Avodah Zarah, what did you want?
By the Avodah Zarah, you wanted you worship Chito.
So that's what you wanted to worship.
In both cases,
Right here. Yeah. That's the Shita says it. Yeah.
No, it's more attractive. That's what led you to have.
In other words, the Vlad was part of the thing. The fact that it was a fatter animal caused the attraction. So, Bamela, that was part of the Aveira, so to speak. Very good. Okay, everybody. So Bez Hashem, the plan of action Monday. Hopefully, we'll get the packet on Shinui.
and we'll learn the Gemara first, and then we'll, because then we got up to Tlai Meikara, you know, basically that was this, that was what we did this week, was to bridge the gap of that whole Gemara that we skipped, right, between the beginning of Tavra V'Shasya to this. So now we basically bridge the gap. Now we're going to start Shinoi. We're going to have a packet on Shinoi Bez Hashem, Monday or Tuesday, whichever, and Sunday Halacha, and we'll start Chumash in a minute. Bez Hashem.